Hey guys, Dr. Huntington here, and in today's video, I'll reveal the main foods that are destroying your brain. Now these foods steal your memory, they alter to worsen mood, they destroy your focus, and substantially increase your risk for brain and memory disorders later in life. And some of these aren't even real foods, but they're marketed as food. What they really are is a bunch of chemicals with no nutritional value. You know, and so these so-called foods are so damaging to your brain that you really should just avoid them altogether. Now, memory is just one aspect of brain function, but it's critically important, obviously. And people tend to, you know, better notice changes in memory over time than some other aspects of brain function. So that's often what's measured, you know, or talked about when it comes to brain function. And as you probably know, a decline in brain function is known as dementia. And dementia includes memory loss. And the most common type of dementia is called Alzheimer's, which is currently the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. And the rate of Alzheimer's in the population is increasing at an alarming rate, as a 14% increase is expected over the next 6 years. So this is a serious problem, and no cure and no remedy outside of lifestyle and food changes. And even if you personally never experience brain damage to the point of Alzheimer's, if you eat the foods I'm about to list, you'll almost certainly experience some degree of cognitive decline. You know, unless you've been eating these foods all your life, in which case, you know, you may be much smarter than you actually realize. All right, so here are the five foods or food-like substances that you need to avoid. First, sugary drinks. You know, and this goes beyond soda. You know, think energy drinks and sports drinks, some bottled teas and coffees, you know, fruit juice of any kind, and all the sugary drinks and sugary snacks that are so popular today. You want to cut out as much sugar as possible, particularly fructose. You know, that includes high fructose corn syrup. You'll see that on a lot of labels. The only fructose you should be consuming would be a limited amount from a small amount of fruit that you should have in your diet. You know, consuming sugar opens the door to blood sugar issues. You know, if you end up with a diagnosis of diabetes, you'll have a 60% chance, a higher chance, of developing any type of dementia. And if you're a diabetic female, you'll have an additional 25% higher risk of developing specific brain disorders. You see, a sugary diet sets you up for what's called metabolic syndrome, which is a major risk factor for dementia. Metabolic syndrome is a combination of risk factors that includes abdominal fat, high blood pressure, unhealthy cholesterol and triglyceride levels, and insulin resistance. And it's literally the express way to diabetes and heart disease. All right, the second food to avoid is grains. Now that's gonna be your breads and your waffles, your pancakes and Pop-Tarts, oatmeal and corn and rice and pastas and pretzels and cookies and crackers, just to name a few, right? Because consumption of grains causes chronic inflammation. You know, it can lead to insulin resistance, you know, which are both big risk factors for brain problems. Grains are also one of the foods that are more likely to be genetically modified, and GMOs are known to cause inflammation. You know, and they also tend to be riddled with chemicals, and you know, chemicals cause inflammation as well. And modern farming and processing techniques often strip grains of much of the nutritional value they might have had in the first place. You know, and many grains contain gluten, you know, which is a plant protein heavily linked to brain disorders. In fact, research at the Mayo Clinic confirms that a diet low in carbohydrate, right? So that's low in sugar and low in grains. So a diet low in carbohydrate and high in healthy fats actually reduces the risk for dementia by nearly 50%. So avoid the grains as much as possible. You know, either completely eliminate them or make the gluten-free grains a very rare part of your diet. I mean, like, maybe once a month kind of rare. All right, so the third thing to avoid is the chemical sweetener called aspartame. You know, unfortunately, this artificial sweetener is marketed like it's safe, right? And it's said to be a great sugar alternative for diabetics. But you should know that that's completely wrong. In fact, nobody should consume aspartame. Aspartame disrupts neurotransmitters in your brain. And this has been known for a long time. You know, and new research just continues to back this up. Aspartame has been shown to negatively impact learning, emotions, memory, and increases oxidative stress, which basically means that it pushes your body in the direction of too many free radicals, which overwhelms your antioxidant defenses. You know, so it leads to cell and tissue destruction. And so, you know, you just don't need any part of that, right? And you don't need your cells damaged, and you certainly don't need your brain neurotransmitters disrupted. You know, all because you're hoping to safely sweeten your coffee without raising your blood sugar. You know, so avoid aspartame like it's the plague. Okay, the fourth thing that you should avoid is alcohol. You know, anything beyond extreme moderation can have a devastating effect on your brain and overall health. And extreme moderation is not like one drink per day, right? Extreme moderation is like rarely consuming alcohol. It's like maybe one drink per week or less. You see, alcohol starves your brain by inhibiting the absorption of vitamins and minerals. And this leads to syndromes in which memory loss and confusion are often key symptoms, right? And any amount of alcohol will impair your sleep, and it causes dehydration. You know, it negatively affects behavior and reasoning, you know, and it's basically wasted calories, and it spikes your blood sugar. You know, none of this is good or will improve your life. You know, so if you want to protect your brain, just avoid consuming alcohol. You know, if you feel that you must drink, then do so in extreme moderation. Okay, lastly, make sure to avoid contact with heavy metals. You know, some of these are naturally occurring elements, and so, you know, they'll be in trace amounts in your food, you know, because they exist naturally in the soil, and that's fine. You know, some are even required in very tiny amounts for your body to function properly. You know, but those aren't the ones I'm talking about here. You know, what you want to avoid are things like mercury and arsenic and aluminum. You know, and any amount of lead, which is more than the natural amount that you might get from food grown in otherwise healthy soil. You know, because heavy metals damage your brain. You know, and when you become toxic with heavy metals, it leads to poor memory and often mood disorders and other problems with cognitive function. You know, so look out for these heavy metals in household products like paint, dishes and pots and pans, in cosmetics, and unfortunately medication and vaccinations. And mercury is one you have to look out for in your food, right? Particularly seafood sources like large predator fish, such as tuna, or shark or swordfish. And rice, unfortunately, easily absorbs the arsenic from water and from soil. Now, there are plenty of other substances that don't support optimal brain health. But these five that I just listed are like the worst offenders. You know, so read your labels and avoid them. You know, and for nutrition to support your brain function and your memory, eat a high, healthy fat diet, low carbohydrate diet. You know, and be sure to check out the dietary supplement called Super Memory Boost at bodymanual.com. In that product, I've included 17 brain-enhancing ingredients. You know, and when you click on Super Memory Boost at Body Manual, I've actually listed out how each of the 17 ingredients supports your brain. All right, so don't forget to like this video, and if you haven't already, please subscribe. I'll see you in the next.